The question was asked, our custom that we eat Jewish baked bread on Shabbat and we call it challah, is that biblical or rabbinic? Well, it's a rabbinic custom to eat Jewish baked bread on Shabbos, and it's a custom quoted in the Ramon, Shulchan Aruch, but it's a custom. You can eat angel's bread, and I'm not sure you're eating Jewish baked bread when you're eating angel's bread. Angel has a lot of non-Jewish workers. But that's okay. If you eat bread that's baked by a non-Jewish bakery, so long as it's kosher, technically that's okay. But there is a custom to eat Jewish baked bread, and we name that bread challah. The reason we name that bread challah is because the custom is that we make a large volume of dough in honor of Shabbos, and coming into Shabbos, the woman prior to Shabbos will do that mitzvah of taking off a portion which traditionally was given to the Kohen. Today we don't do that anymore, ever since the temple's destruction. But there's a portion of the dough that was given to the Kohen, and that was called challah. That's what really is called challah. Challah is the portion of dough that was given to the Kohen. Today, when we take off a portion of the dough and we burn it, that is the rabbinic mitzvah. It's a form of commemorating what was done in the days of the temple, but it is rabbinically obligated. When you make dough, you may not eat from that dough until that bread, until you take off a portion, which today we burn or we wrap up and throw away, that's to commemorate the challah that was given to the Kohen. So even though it's rabbinic today, taking off of challah, but it is still obligatory, and you cannot eat dough that did not have, once you make dough of a large enough volume, you may not eat from that dough until challah is taken off.